Bogdanos was a homicide prosecutor in Manhattan when he was called up to serve as a counterterrorism expert after the 9/11 attacks. He's back at work as a prosecutor now and has written a book about his ongoing hunt for Iraq's stolen art. He's also on a mission to dispel what he says is a myth that U.S. troops stood by while the museum was looted.
100 to 150 Special Republican Guard fighters were fighting from the museum grounds itself. We need to understand that it was during this fog of war, during the combat, that much of the looting took place.
Bogdanos does blame the U.S. military for not doing enough now to protect sensitive archaeological ruins in Iraq.
There are reasons to be mad. 10,000 archaeological sites are poorly guarded. There should have been a better plan to protect those sites.
He's angry both because of the loss of Iraq's cultural heritage, but also because he says insurgents in Iraq are using ancient stolen art the same way the Taliban are using opium in Afghanistan. He cites a recent Marine raid on an insurgent bunker in Al-Anbar province.
They had the uniforms, the masks, night vision goggles, boxes of RPGs, AK-47s. In addition to that, they had a box of antiquities stolen from the Iraq Museum. And you don't need to be a detective to connect those dots.
Bogdanos says while defeating the insurgency is important, his primary goal now is to retrieve what's been stolen from Iraq.
It's theirs. It's their cultural heritage. In one sense, in a much larger sense, of course, it is the cultural heritage of all humanity. But let's start with the Iraqi people and get it back to them where it belongs.
Bogdanos is calling on the United Nations to form an international investigation commission to track down stolen antiquities both from Iraq and from other parts of the world and put an end to what he says is a growing criminal enterprise. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.